little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Naomi and James are hoping to try for their second baby. Their first child, Adam, is 5 years old and has cystic fibrosis. Both Naomi and James are worried about future children developing the condition.
You've come today to discuss the chances of your next child having cystic fibrosis. Is that right?
Yes, doctor.
So do you know much about how the condition is inherited, Naomi?
I know it runs in the genes in some people, but I want to know what the chances are if we get pregnant again that we'll have another baby with cystic fibrosis. It's been quite hard with Adam.
Yes, absolutely. I can understand that, Naomi. While cystic fibrosis is only present when a baby gets two faulty copies of the cystic fibrosis gene, that's one from each parent, so one from yourself and one from James. Now, because each of you do not have cystic fibrosis yourselves, but your other child, Adam, does, that means that each of you must have one faulty cystic fibrosis gene. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, doctor. So we must both be carriers then?
Yes, that's right. When you have a child, only one child in every four, on average, will get two faulty cystic fibrosis genes. Let me show you this with a picture. It's a little bit easier to visualize it. Now, as you can see from this diagram, there is a 3 in 4 chance that your baby won't have cystic fibrosis. So that's quite good. But half of your children may have one faulty cystic fibrosis gene, so they may be a carrier. Now, 1 in 200 people in the general population have a faulty gene for cystic fibrosis anyway. How does that sound? Does that make sense?
Yes, doctor, but is there anything to make it more sure to know what is our chances of having a baby with cystic fibrosis?
Yes, absolutely, Naomi. So there are some tests that the obstetric doctors can do to find out if your baby is likely to have cystic fibrosis. The tests aren't perfect, and each of them do carry about a 1% risk of causing miscarriage. But that's certainly something that can be discussed with the obstetric doctors when you see them.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.